Blog Talk Radio.
Beginnings is not just for the young. I love hearing it. New beginnings. That is always something good to my ears. We all have a new beginning. It doesn't make a difference where you've been, what you've gone through, how bad it's been. We all are entitled to a new beginning. We thank you for tuning in. We are New Beginnings Ministries. We're here every Wednesday at 7 o'clock p.m., and we do thank you for tuning in. Those of you that's listening by internet, we are an interactive Bible study. If you're listening for the first time, you can call and participate. We're an interactive Bible study. We'd love to hear from you. The call-in number is 347-237-4054. Again, the number is 347-237-4054. Amen. We're going to have prayer, and then after we have prayer, we're going to move on over into Atlanta and see what the Lord is doing there with Pastor Cook. Amen. Father, we thank you for this day. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we rejoice and be glad in it. Father, we thank you for the opportunity that you have provided us. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for all those who are listening and all those who would love to listen, Heavenly Father, as we take time to eat of your word. Your word says that it is a lamp to our feet and a light unto our path. We ask that you would just fill us up with your word and your spirit, that we may be guided, Heavenly Father, with the things that we do in this life. Sometimes we become confused, Father, but we know that you know the way. So, Father, we just ask for your guidance. We ask for your strength as we meditate on your word. Father, we thank you for the speaker that's sharing with us this evening. I pray, Father, that you would bless her coming in and going. I pray, Father, that you would just continue to minister to her as she continues to move forward to be about your business. We thank you for that, Father. We ask that you would bless, Heavenly Father, those who are asking for prayer, Pastor Paul Robinson, Minister Bill Robinson, Tadette Dickerson, Brother Stuart Hawthorne, and there are others, Heavenly Father, who are on our list and so long, that stand in the need of prayer. And Father, not just only them, we all stand in the need of prayer. Father, we humble ourselves. Let us decrease as you increase, Heavenly Father, in our lives. We thank you for who you are. We thank you for what you've done. We thank you for the cross, Heavenly Father. We thank you for Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ, we ask this in prayer. Amen. 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 My sister, are you there?
Yes.
Praise the Lord. How are you? Good to hear your voice.
I'm good. How are you, sir?
Oh, truly, truly, truly blessed. The weather's been great here. I'm not going to ask how the weather is there because I know it's always warm, always warm.
Yes.
We've had an opportunity to have a few beautiful days. It feels like fall is settling in, but that's just how it is in Ohio. You know, we share the four seasons.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
We're going to move out of the way and let God work with you as He sees fit. Amen.
Amen. Well, praise the Lord, everybody. Hope everybody's well through this hurricane storm that we had and that we had dealt with. So I pray that everyone is safe, and I pray that everything is well with everyone. Amen. Amen. Tonight, we're just going to go quickly through the Bible tonight. We're going to the book of Nehemiah. Nehemiah, the fourth chapter, verses 10 through 14. Amen. Verses 10 through 14. I was studying, you know, and the Lord led me to the book of Nehemiah, and something stuck out in that chapter for me. And I said, tonight, Lord, you know, this is something that I would like to speak on. And so he gave me a word in encouragement for your people today. So the ones that are on the line tonight, I hope that you'll be encouraged through the word that God has given unto me to give to you tonight. Amen. And so as we move forward, Nehemiah, the fourth chapter, verses 10 through 14. And I'm going to read what thus says the Lord. It says in the 10th verse, then Judah said, the strength of the laborers is failing, and there is so much rubbish that we are not able to build the wall. And our adversary said, they will neither know nor see anything till we come up into the midst and kill them and cause the work to cease. So it was when the Jews who dwelt near them came, that they told us 10 times, from whatever place you turn, they will be upon us. Therefore, I positioned men behind the lower part of the wall at the opening, and I set the people according to their families with swords, spears, and their bows. And I looked and arose and said to the nobles, to the leaders, and to the rest of the people, do not be afraid of them. Remember the Lord, great and awesome, and fight for your brethren, your sons, your daughters, your wives, and your house. And the word of God is blessed. And my subject tonight, my thought, my encouragement to the people is don't take down to the enemy. Amen. Don't take down to the enemy. Amen. And so if I have anybody out there tonight, would you just take time and just give God praise just for the title, Don't Take Down to the Enemy? So if you're out there tonight, if you could just clap your hands and begin to worship God to let me know that some of you are on the line tonight. Amen. Amen. Glory to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. 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 Don't take down to the enemy. And so as we move forward, listen, we are living in a time where people are so distracted with so many things that causes us not to be focused. The enemy is throwing out so many things to cause us not to do the will of the Lord. And we are being distracted of doing what God has called us to do. Here we find in the story of Nehemiah, he had some opposition, he had some distractions all around him. Here he was trying to build the wall, build God's kingdom again, because at this time they had teared it down. Amen. So he was coming back to build the wall. And his opposition was, if you know the story, Sanballat and Tobiah, if I'm saying it right. These particular men were so furious and so angry about what Nehemiah was trying to do. Amen. They were throwing so many negativity things at Nehemiah, saying things that wasn't true, so they can stop the work of God. Amen. And see, and that's just like the enemy. Amen. When you're trying to do the work of the Lord, and you're trying to do things positively, here comes the enemy coming with all these different things to distract you and give you opposition not to move forward. It's like he don't want you to prosper. He don't want you to move in God. And so he throws these things at you so that you can say, you know what, forget it. I'm not going to do this. That's it. I'm done. Amen. And so as we move forward in the text, we find here that the Bible says that these men and his people, Sanballat and Tobiah, and their people were mocking them. They were saying stuff to Nehemiah about how you can never build that. You know, in other words, you're not powerful enough. Amen. You don't have the capability of doing what God has called you to do. And so it leads me to 3 points that I want to talk about tonight in this particular text. One point I want to talk about, discouragement. Amen. You'll find it in verse 10 where they were being discouraged by these particular men and their friends, saying things, you know, that, you know what, give up doing what you're doing. You ain't going to make it. The wall is not going to get built. And we're going to tear it down. Amen. We're going to do everything we have to do so that you wouldn't, you know, build this wall, so that you wouldn't be successful. And that's what it is, you know. We find people when you want to do something, even in your personal life, if you have a goal in life, and you want to do something, here comes the haters. Here people come to discourage you and say, you know what, you can't do that. You don't have the mindset to do that. You're not even smart enough to do that. These are some of the things that people will do to discourage you to move forward. Amen. Even when you're dealing with a big project and you need finances, how are you going to get that money to build that what you want? Amen. But you gotta say to yourself, you know what? I believe God, that God can do all things. Amen. And that I can do all things through God that strengthens me. If God has strengthened you to do something, and He has put it in your spirit, in your heart to do, it's going to come to pass, because He's the only one that put it in you anyway. Because we can't think of these big, great things. It has to come from God. Amen. So if He puts it in your spirit and in your mind, you go forth and do it and leave those naysayers alone. Amen. Because they will try to discourage you, because when people discourage you, I come to find out, is that they're jealous. They're jealous of what you got. They're jealous of your gift. When people begin to discourage you, you know, they begin to, they're so jealous that they want to stop every progress that you're doing, especially when you're doing the work of the Lord. Here comes the enemy. He's going to use that particular person to discourage you to move forward, because he don't want God's work to go forward. He always wants to denounce God. Amen. Whatever God says for you to do, here comes the enemy speaking in your ear and saying, no, God don't want you to do that. That's not of God. Those are discouragements, and you got to learn how to rebuke the enemy. Hallelujah. Any questions as I move forward? Amen. And so it's important that don't give up, you know, because when discouragement starts to come, you know, that's not the time to give up. Keep on moving. Keep on pushing. Keep on pushing your way, because that's what he's going to do anyway. That's his job anyway, to distract you. That's his job to discourage you. But you got to know that you got to keep on pushing and pushing through. Amen. And sometimes, you know, when you get weary leads you to discouragement. So don't get weary in well-doing. Amen. Don't get weary. Don't get weak in what you're doing. Just know that God has your back. Amen. Any questions?
I got on the line late. What scripture are we reading? I'm sorry.
Nehemiah, the fourth chapter, verses 10 through 14.
Okay, very good. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
And so we move on. We go to the second point. My second point is negativity.
Amen.
I found that negativity is the enemy of faith. Amen. Let me say that again. Negativity is the enemy of faith. So you can't have negativity and faith at the same time.
That's right.
Can't be believing in God. Oh, God is going to do it. He's going to do it. And then the next thing you know, you got some negativity going on.
That's right.
And negativity speaking in your ear.
That's right.
Amen. If you know that God, if you have that faith, you got to believe and trust God, even when that negativity is coming at you. That enemy, which is the negativity. When it's coming at you hard, the more faith, you got to have more faith. You got to increase your faith even the more. You got to trust God even the more. Even though when you don't see, even though when you can't trace him, you still got to have that faith. And say, yes, God, I believe you, Lord, that you're going to bring me out. I believe you, God, that you're going to do this for me. Because I have asked and I believe in your word. Amen.
Amen.
And so negativity was around them so much. Amen. Once again, talking negativity about the project that Nehemiah was trying to do. Amen. Saying all kinds of things to distract Nehemiah. But Nehemiah would not allow that negativity to distract him, because he knew what God told him to say. And see, when you know when God speaks to you, you know when God speaks into your spirit about something, negativity can't touch it. Amen. When you know that you know, when negativity comes, my God, you could say negativity, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. If you even remember the story about in Numbers 13, verses 28 to 29 and 31 and 33. You remember the story when the giants were in the land that God was giving them? Mm-hmm. And remember Moses had sent out the spies to go spy the land? And they came out and they said there was giants. And they said that they would look like grasshoppers to them. And they began to say that, no way, we can take this land. That was negativity and, you know, not using their faith. Amen. Because if God said that if God said they was going to go into this land and possess this land, and they seen this giant and they seen all these things in this land, they begin to feel like, okay, you know, negativity was there. I seen all this negativity, but their faith, they lost their faith. Amen. So you can't allow that to happen. Like I said, even though you may see it and it doesn't look like, but you know that God said, I'm going to get this, I'm going to possess this, you got to go with that and trust God and say, yes, God, I believe you.
Amen. Yeah.
No matter what opposition is in my way, no matter what it looks like, I'm going to trust you, Lord. Some of you may be dealing with some financial issues. You may have a negativity in your account, but you better believe God that God is going to bless me and I'm going to have more than enough. Amen. You got to speak to your finances. That's what I've been learning, that I have to speak to my finances and say, finance, you got to line up with the word of God.
Amen.
Amen. Because I'm above and not beneath. You got to put that, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. You got to put that finance under subjection and speak to it and speak it with the word of God. Some of you are dealing with some health issues right now. The doctor gave you a bad report. You got to say, body, line up with the word of God, because the word of God said, by his stripes, I am healed. You got to continue to speak healing to your body. Amen. Negativity. Hallelujah. Negativity is all around us, but we got to speak positivity into our lives. Amen. Any questions?
No.
Hallelujah. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Negativity is always around us, but we got to speak. I say it again. We got to speak positivity in our environment. I learned that if you start speaking things into your positive environment, speak positive things into your environment, things will begin to change.
Amen.
But if you continue to say negativity stuff, it's going to continue to be in your environment. Mm-hmm. It's what you speak, was what comes out of your mouth, sets the atmosphere. So to the point, whatever you say out of your mouth, best believe you need to be speaking positivity. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Pastor.
Yes.
For we know that if we have negativity, I'm getting it too.
Someone has their phone mic'd up too high.
I don't know.
That's silly. Now mine is quite low.
Mine's low too.
But I was saying that if we have negativity in our mind and we're able to speak it out of our mouth, then that means that it's also in our heart. We have negative hearts, and with negative hearts, we have negative spirit. And I've always said and heard that, you know, iron sharpens iron. So, you know, in order to be positive, you got to be around positive people.
That's right.
You can't be around negative people and be positive. Therefore, it creates a atmosphere of argument, you know, and an argumentative atmosphere. That's what I want to say.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. Praise God.
Amen.
And I just want to piggyback on that.
631, I'm getting an echo from you.
Really?
631.
From me?
Area code 631, I'm getting an echo from you.
631.
Okay, I'm getting an echo.
I'll hang up and call back. Mm-hmm.
Yes, hello?
Hello?
Okay.
Yes, amen.
Okay, it's quick.
It's important that, you know, speak positivity in your life, in your environment. And I believe when you start speaking positive, it gets into your spirit. And then you can move forward in whatever that God has called you to do. Because I realized that, you know, you're always going to have haters.
Mm-hmm.
You're always going to have them. You're always going to have the ones that are going to say, you know what, it's impossible to do. You're not equipped to do it. And then even they start looking at your past and say, how can you do that after, you know, you lived a life like this? But God is a God of a forgiving God. Mm-hmm. Amen. Because negativity can be people bringing up your past. You're trying to move forward,
mm-hmm.
and you're trying to do the will of the Lord, here comes somebody coming with some negativity about your past.
Yeah.
And that begins to set you back.
Mm-hmm.
And set you back from doing what God has called you to do.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Amen. Amen.
You know, Pastor Cook, I try not to allow people to bring up my past, because I bring it up for them, because what remind them of where God has brought me from. So therefore,
that's right.
Or if they try to bring up my past, then, you know, it's already been spoken. You know, they can't hurt me with my past, because
mm-hmm.
my past testimony. And knowing that God has brought me out of all of that, the drinking,
mm-hmm.
the drugs, and
right.
the running, the cursing, the fighting, you know,
mm-hmm.
all of that negative stuff. And I'm reminded of Elijah in 1 Kings 18, and when he was so positive about fighting or defeating the prophets of Baal. And then once negativeness set in on him, he became afraid of just one person.
Mm-hmm.
You know, his strength in the Lord and his positiveness allowed him to defeat, with the help of God, allowed him to defeat 450 prophets of Baal. But
mm-hmm.
then got this negative spirit, and one woman ran him off. One person ran him off.
Yes.
Set him afire. So we have got to learn, as you said, to speak positive and to be positive and to be around positive people.
That's right.
And that's what we have to realize, too, that the what we speak is such a powerful thing. And what
mm-hmm.
and like you always say, Pastor, you know, be careful what you allow in your ear gate. You know,
mm-hmm.
and if we're reading the Word of God and we let the Word saturate us, and just like you said, Pastor, having those positive people around us, speaking into our lives, speaking into our ears, we have to know that there is power. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. And that assassin is always among us. That assassin
uh-huh.
is that little member, that tongue.
That's right.
And what we speak out shall create, because that's what God did. He spoke and he created. And that's what we have to do. We have to create the positiveness in our atmosphere.
Mm.
Because, like I said, the assassin is always among us. And how we can, it's untamable, but it can
Amen.
Be tamed through the Holy
Amen.
Spirit. The Holy Spirit can tame that assassin. And
mm-hmm.
when his life and death is in the power of the tongue, we have to speak life. Life
That's
to that
right.
situation. Life to that finance.
Amen.
We have to
Amen.
Speak life to that body. And just like you said, Pastor, it has to line up with the Word of God. Body,
Amen.
You have to line up. Because the Word says, I am healed.
I
so
am.
With, yeah. So with that... We got to shut down all that negative. And when people come up to us and they want to throw things in our ear, oh, you can't do this, you can't do that, we have to shut it down. The Lord told me a long time ago, Edna, when the enemy, when that devil, when that snake rises his head, cut it off. Don't play with it. Don't play with it. Don't mess with it. Just cut it off because you know him when you see him. Amen. That's all I have to say. Amen.
Yes. Awesome. That's right. You got to, like, I'm agreeing with you. Cut them off at the head. Don't even give them a little way in. Because once you let him get that crack, he's all in it. Give him that little crack.
Yeah, that foot.
Put your way all in it.
That foot.
And you find out, you know, yourself, you messed up, and you're saying, why? Why is this happening to me? Why am I messed up? Because you allow the enemy to creep in. Mm-hmm. Amen. And that's why you can't let him creep in your mind. Yeah, you going through. Yeah, you hurting. Yes, things are happening in your life. But you don't have to let him come in and begin to speak into your ear and say you never that you won't live, you will die. You know, don't let him speak that in your ear.
And even when he's speaking, we can counter it with the word of God. When and that's what Jesus did. When the enemy, when he was in that wilderness, and the enemy came and he was speaking yap. You know, he was smacking, telling Jesus, throw himself off, make those stones into bread. He was, well, what does the word say? He says, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone.
That's right.
You know, so that's
the mouth of God. That's
it. Go ahead, Pastor. I'm sorry.
That's right. And that is so true. And see, you have to ignore those negativities because that's what Nehemiah did. He ignored that. Mm-hmm. He ignored listening to those prophets of doom. And he did, and he finished what God has called him to do.
Mm-hmm.
So he turned them off and still was doing the work of God.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you got to turn it off.
Yes.
Don't take heed to it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it may be there. It's present. But you don't have to take heed. You don't have to take ownership to it.
Amen.
You don't have to take ownership to what you're dealing with because, you know, you got a God that is a healer.
Amen.
A God is a deliverer.
Amen.
That he will bring you through it.
And I like what you said before, how the enemy comes to stop the work of God. And that's what he tried to do with Nehemiah, with all that. Stop his work. Stop the purpose that God had on his life. Stop the plan that he had to do. You know, and if he had conceded to that yip yap, it would have never got done.
Nope.
But like you said, Pastor, God is our strength, and we could do all things through Christ, who strengthened us.
That's right.
Amen, Pastor. It's good word.
It's just like when a new convert comes in, and they get a new person that comes and gives their life to Christ, and things are going great. They're going to Bible study. They be in that church.
Mm-hmm.
They, you know, they studying the word. They meditating. They doing all this. And then all of a sudden the enemy comes and begins to speak into that person's ear.
Yes.
And begins to throw negativity. Begins to distract them from moving forward in God. Because he don't want that person to be saved. He don't want you to be delivered. He don't want you to walk in the purpose that God has called you to walk in.
Amen.
And so that's why you have to be careful when he comes in. Get him right there and begin to rebuke him.
Amen.
Use the power and authority that God has given you. Listen, you guys, we got the power and we got the authority to speak it.
Yes.
He gave it. He gave us dominion.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And we have to be able to use what God has given us.
Amen.
That's why I said, do not take down to the enemy. Don't go down to his level. Don't let him take you down. Amen.
Amen.
Don't let him do that because that's what he wants to do. He don't want you to go and get and be prosperous.
Mm-hmm.
In God.
Amen.
And you know, Pastor Cook, what you were about being negative, I think that. In churches, I think that there's a lot of negative speaking. And what I'm saying is a lot of leaders in our churches are not telling the truth. I am dealing right now with four teenagers, and we sit down, and it's four boys, and we sit down, and we had talk, you know, and I allow them to be free, and I just told them the honest, the God truth about death, about salvation, and I just told them, you know, I was going to be straight with them. I wasn't going to sugarcoat anything.
Mm-hmm.
Lo and behold, two of them, one of them being 18 and the other one being 13, they both got saved and
mm-hmm.
they're candidates for baptism coming up this Sunday. And, you know, and I just believe that, as I said before, there's too much negativism. I hope I'm saying that right. in our churches and coming
mm-hmm.
from our pulpit, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen.
And that's why I always use the scripture, and I tell people, don't go tell nobody that pastor said this or pastor said that. You see it right here in the Word. I'm not saying anything. You know,
mm-hmm.
this is the
mm-hmm.
speaking. You know, I normally just take them straight to the Word, you know.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
And that's
you
what
know,
you
got to
do, is take them to the Word.
Amen. Listen, Pastor Robinson, when all of you are talking about the negative, that's what the enemy does. He tries
uh-huh.
to take us off of who we are. Our minds are supposed to be renewed. We're supposed to be transformed. And what he does is try to pull us back to who and what we used to do. That's just nothing but the trick of the enemy. And the enemy can come into a church, and one person can tear a church up.
Yes,
just
that's
by
true.
Negative comments, negative talking.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like
that's
this.
True.
They doing this. It can tear up a church.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
That's true.
And that's why we got to be careful how we talk into the house
mm-hmm.
of God, because these people, you got, when you start talking negativity in the church, you got people that are not saved, and you want to bring them to Christ.
Amen.
And so when you start talking negativity and talking about the pastor and what's going on in the church,
amen.
How are you going to win that person to Christ with
amen.
Your negativity?
Amen.
Amen.
How are you going to win a
amen.
Lost soul to Christ when you're always negative?
Mm-hmm.
Speaking negative about people, and, you know, like I said, the pastor, the first lady, you know, the members of the church,
amen.
Or the church in general.
Yeah.
We're here to win souls
well,
for Christ. Go ahead.
Pastor Cook, one of the worst things you can do is talk about a man or woman of God. That's one of the worst things that you can do. That's one of the worst things that you can do, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that people forget that we all have to go before the judgment seat.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
I mean, when this is all over, we all have to appear before the judgment seat.
Yes, amen.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Amen. And my third point is fear. When we read in the 14th verse, they were very fearful of moving forward because, listen, they were being discouraged. There will be mockery. They were being talked about. Opposition was coming against them. They were threatened to be killed. And so the people were so fearful of it, of going forward. But Nehemiah, as strong as he was and focused as he was, because sometimes when you start hearing all this negativity and all that, you lose focus and you lose sight of what you're trying to do because of all this negativity. But even though that he had this opposition, he was focused. That was one thing that was awesome, and I really got out of Nehemiah that he was a focused man.
Amen.
He didn't allow anything to take him off course because he had a job to do. And
Amen.
See, we all have a job to do. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And our job is to do the will of the Lord. Even though you have these oppositions, even though you have all this going on, we still have a job to do. And he had this job to do. And he encouraged the people. Amen. And he told them, listen, in the 14th verse, don't be afraid of them. Remember, the Lord, great, awesome God.
Yes.
He has our back.
Hallelujah.
Amen. He'll fight our battles for us.
Amen.
You don't have to worry about the naysayers. You don't have to worry about what people are saying to you. God got your back. He said he'll never leave you nor forsake you.
That's his promise.
And like I stated before, if he put it in you, he's expected to bring it out. He's going to bring it out of you, especially even the gifts that he's given you. He's expecting you to get those gifts out as well, and he's going to work with you to get it out. He's not going to allow anything to stop his work. We stop the work of God.
Right.
Amen, because we stop the work of God because of disappointment, negativity, fear, opposition. We stop the work of God because of all those things. But I've come to tell you tonight that you don't have to stop the work of God. Whatever God has called you to do, if he's called you to be a praise leader, do it. He called you to sing, do it. He called you into the ministry, do it. Don't worry about what's around you, but go forth in God. Listen, it's time. It's time for us to go forth. This is the season that it's time for us to shine.
Amen.
It's time for us to do what God has called us to do, because there's so much negativity in this world. As you can see, there's so much hate. You know, people are hating each other.
Yeah.
You know, the love is not there. So we got to go out there and shine and begin to tell people about God. It's time to do the gifts that God has given unto us. It's time to do them today. Amen.
Amen.
It's no time to sit back and, you know, say, woulda, shoulda, coulda. No, it's time to move forward in God. Amen. And not allow these things to distract you from moving to the things that God has called you to do.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God, hallelujah. I'm so passionate. I may sound so hard or so passionate about this because I see so many gifts in people, and people just sit on their gifts. And I'm saying, why are you doing that?
Mm-hmm.
Why are you sitting on your gift?
Mm-hmm.
You're anointed to sing. You're anointed to preach. You're anointed to give encouraging words.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you know people are looking to hear from you?
Mm-hmm.
Don't you know that we have, I'm assigned to different people, like prophets, she's assigned to different people. Pastor Clay is assigned to different people. Pastor is assigned to different people. So those gifts that God has given you, he expects you to use it. It's just like when somebody gives you a gift. When somebody gives me a gift, I use that gift to the best of my ability. Amen. For instance, if somebody gives me a pair of shoes, because I love shoes.
Yes,
and
she does.
They're nice. I'm wearing those shoes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wearing those shoes every time I get them. I'm sporting those shoes.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wearing them. Hallelujah. And so
Hallelujah.
The gift that God has given you, you gotta use that gift.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
And be effective. Because let me tell you something. I'll be affected in my shoes. Because you know how I say that? Because when people look at my shoes, they're like, oh, those shoes are nice. Where'd you get them from? I like them. I think they'll look nice on my feet.
Amen.
I'm using my gift that the person gave me. And I tell them that, and I tell them if I know where the person bought the gift from, I would tell them, hey, I bought them from, you know, Nordstrom,
yes,
shoe department,
yes,
or they got it from Macy's.
Mm-hmm.
I'm using the gift.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. So you got to use that gift. Mm-hmm. My God, tonight. And that's what Nehemiah was doing. He was using the gift that God had gave him, and that was to build the wall. Amen. And I didn't say it in the beginning, but the wall represented change.
All right. I like
and
that.
Because in the beginning, the Sanballat and if I'm saying his name right, Tobai?
Mm-hmm.
Tobai, if I'm saying his name right, they were upset for this wall because their lifestyle had to change.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Oh, okay.
They didn't agree to that wall being up because they was able to do whatever they wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
But this wall stopped them from doing what they wanted to do. Amen. So the wall represents change. And sometimes people don't like change.
Mm-mm.
Amen. Just like when you with your homegirl or your homeboy and you was out there in the street and then next thing you know, that wall came up and you began to come on the Lord's side.
Yeah.
They begin to talk about you. Oh, look at you, church girl or church boy. Now you think you're holier than thou. And they start saying all these things about you and saying, oh, I remember when you was a drug dealer. I remember you was smoking that. I remember you was drinking alcohol, having a 40 ounce on the corner.
Mm-hmm.
And see, this is what they were doing to Nehemiah when he had that wall. They begin to talk about him. You can't do this. You know, saying all negativity things to him because he was building this wall. And see, and that's what the enemy does.
Mm-hmm.
He uses people to tear down what God has called you to do.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And
amen.
So,
amen.
So I say tonight, you know, don't allow him to take you down with his tactics. Because those three things that I talked about, those 3 points, that is the enemy's tactic and tools.
Yes.
To cause opposition for God's work and for you to advance in the kingdom of God. So these are some of his tactics. There's some more, but I just pulled out the three tactics that he uses to cause you not to advance in the kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And so, as well as when you encounter these oppositions, listen, you have several options. You can, you can run from it, you can dodge it, or go around it, or you can try to work it out, or meet it at its head, and work through it. Amen. You understand what I'm saying?
Amen. Yes, ma'am.
And so when you encounter these oppositions, you have choices to give up, say forget it, or take it head on.
Yeah, meet them head on.
Amen. But I like the way Nehemiah did it when he was approached to these oppositions. What he did was so awesome. He lifted up the voice in prayer. They put their hearts into the work. They kept their eyes on the enemy, and they kept their mind focused on the Lord in faith. So when you're going through, just pray and say, Lord, help me get through this.
Mm-hmm.
And continue to do the work that God has put in your heart. And, you know, keep your eye on the enemy. Yeah, watch out for him because he's going to come and throw this opposition at you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's going to come and do whatever he got to do to stop him. So watch him. Amen. And then just keep your mind and focus on what God has called you to do.
Amen.
So those are the things that you need to do. When it comes at you. Just continue to pray and ask God to give you the strength. Because when the enemy comes at me with certain things, because this a project that I'm doing and I'm working, I'm doing ministry, and he comes heavy. But I begin to see it, and I begin to rebuke him and tell him not today. I push back the hand of the enemy. See, because you know what? I speak to him just like he speaks to me. Because I'm not afraid to speak to the devil.
Amen.
Because he's not afraid to speak to me.
Amen, amen.
Amen. So he can never take me down.
Amen.
Because I'm speaking to him just like he speaks to me.
Mm-hmm.
And let him know that I'm more than a conqueror. I can do this. I'm designed to do this. I'm made to do this. I am equipped to do this. See, these are some of the things that you can say back to him when he comes with his stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
But I say tonight, don't take down to the enemy. Show them who's the boss.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Show them who's the boss in this life right here. Show them who's the boss.
I like that. Who's the boss?
Yeah.
I like that.
I'm the boss of this.
That's right.
Amen.
Because greater is he that is in you than anything. I like that. Who's the boss? We're the boss.
Hallelujah.
Because we got the power and authority. God gave it to us. We're the boss.
That's
right. I like that. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking when you were saying all that about God wants us to be successful. He wants us to progress. He wants us. We just have to, like you said, stay focused. We got to continue to believe God and trust him. Because at the end of the day, if we give up, he's going to say, well, who did hinder you? That's what the word of God says. Who did hinder you? That you didn't basically complete your assignment.
That's right.
You know? So I like this word. This word is powerful. It is truth. You know? And when the enemy comes with the What should I say? When he comes with the signs and what cancels out? I lost my thought. But truth cancels out. There it is. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Fact. It might be fact that you don't have that money. It might be fact that the devil is telling you you can't go forth in this project. That might be fact because it shows that all around. But truth says, truth comes, hallelujah. Truth says we can. Truth says you do have it. I give it to you. I have the cattle on 1,000. I have it on 1,000 hills. All you have to do is ask me. Truth says ask me. Seek me, and you shall find me. That's what truth says. And truth says, I will give to you what the cankerworm and even the palmer worm has ate up. I will return unto you. Truth. I know.
Amen.
I went off into
That's a tangent.
That was a tangent.
No, that was truth.
That was tangent truth.
That was truth. That's it, you know.
God,
and like
good.
You said, we all have an assignment to do. There is an assignment on your life if you don't know it. But there is an assignment, and God is looking for you to complete that assignment.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you got all that. Oh, yeah, we got distractions. And he said, you got all these trials and tribulations. All these things are coming. But you still got to do the assignment.
Mm-hmm.
And if he felt that you couldn't do the assignment, he wouldn't give it to you.
That's
so
right.
He knows your strength.
Good boy.
Even though if you don't know today your strength, ask the Lord to give you the strength that you need.
Amen.
Because sometimes we say, Lord, I need to give me strength today.
Yes, Lord.
Ask him.
Mm-hmm.
Ask for his strength.
Mm-hmm.
And he'll give it to you.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't have to, you know. We don't exercise and we don't use what God has given us.
Mm-hmm.
And then woe is me.
Mm.
No more woe is me today.
Amen, Pastor. Amen.
Use the word. Use what God has given unto you. It's in your belly.
Amen.
It's in the belly. Hallelujah. But we thank you tonight.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you for your word tonight, God.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you, Lord.
Yes.
And we praise you, Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Of the clay, I'm done.
Amen. That was definitely an on-time word. We do thank you. As we say each and every time, we do thank you each and every time that you come on to bring the word of God. Every time I hear, you know, a man or woman to come on that had so many things to do, but yet they choose to come on to bless the body of Christ. You know, I'm reminded of Romans, and it says, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring the good news.
Amen.
We do thank you. We do thank you. We do thank you. Again, for those of you that's tuning in, if you came in late, you can archive it, go into Live Talk Radio, then type in We Can Begin Again. Type in We Can Begin Again, and you can archive any of the speakers that have been on for the last 4 years. Amen. It does. Time goes by so fast. It does. It goes by so fast. And we have been truly blessed by so many different cities, states. God has just been truly been a blessing. And those of you who are listening, you have been a blessing, even though that you have not called in. But just you being a part of this ministry as we move forward and just feed on the word of God, you have been a blessing too. So again, silence can be powerful. Silence can be powerful. As we close, I just think of what the word of Psalms, in Psalms it says, it's, and he will give you the desires of your heart. And that's all that she has been saying, pastor has been saying. God will give you desires of your heart, but you must have a transformed mind. Amen. Everything centers around God. Put them in first, and you will never, ever come in second place. So, again, we do thank you for being in. Pastor Robinson, I did hear you on the line. We are looking forward to you coming on. We keep you up in prayer. We're looking forward to you coming on with your testimony. We're counseling each. We pray for you along with others each and every time that you come on. So now we're looking forward to a testimony. Amen.
Amen.
All right. I ask that you all continue to pray for me. I kind of messed up my back at work today, the reason I'm not at Bible study tonight. I ask you all to just continue to lift me up in prayer. I appreciate
Amen. We always keep you in prayer, as we do one another. Amen. If there's a time to pray for one another, that time is now. Amen. So I like what the word says. It says pray without ceasing. Amen. Not just a one-time prayer, but praying all the time. And that's what God wants to do. God wants to hear from us. He wants to hear from us. Not focus on the material things, but he wants us in, with a spirit-filled mind. Amen?
Yeah.
So, again, we do thank you. And we're going to close out, and we do thank you again. May God bless you. May he keep you. Remember, every day is a new beginning. God bless you.
Face the dawn.